Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 718. Today we hear from Ed, who asks,
I just finished listening to your podcast on open source software. Ironically, I just got burned by a Quicken update. In order to get my data, I had to sign up for their annual subscription service, and I hate subscription services for software I should just be able to own outright.
Amen.
So, what do you recommend for financial software?
There's a whole bunch of good ones. Unfortunately, I'm not sure how many of them run outside of the Linux ecosystem. Nucash does. GNUCASH. KMyMoney is another one. I don't know if it runs out of the Linux ecosystem, but it's very like Quicken. Doesn't have any of the advanced accounting stuff, but I do think it does projections. There's a page somewhere that keeps track of open source accounting software. I think I've got it bookmarked, so we'll put it in the show notes for this episode. And that should help you. But yeah, software subscriptions are a way of holding your intellectual property hostage to someone else, and it's bullshit. Everybody's doing it now. So I think everybody but Apple, really, in the commercial space now is doing it. Microsoft's even got their operating system is subscription only. So where 20-odd years ago, when I made the switch myself for business reasons to open source software entirely, I wouldn't have recommended it to anyone else because it was a big hill to climb. Now, I can't imagine doing anything else. And it's not because I've become accustomed to it. It's because the rest of the ecosystem has become so toxic at the same time that the open source software has become so capable. So unless you have a particular need for a particular tool that you can't duplicate in open source space, don't buy commercial software, because they will screw you over, as they've been screwing people over the last couple of years hardcore with this transition. So, yeah, open source software is the way to go, and there's a number of Linux distributions that are very, very friendly to newbies. Mint pops to mind. Mint is so damnably simple that I actually won't use it because I can't easily set it up to do some of the more advanced stuff I like. Ubuntu is pretty good. Red Hat sucked for a while, but now Fedora has come back around and is really nice and fairly usable. Evidently really usable for the end user. So open source financial software, Nucash pops to mind. I'll come up with a list and put it on the show notes. Audio production, Audacity, Ardour, those are available cross-platform. Both fantastic. Ardour is not free anymore, but it is open source. You can compile it yourself, or you can pay 10, 20 bucks for a copy that you can download that's pre-compiled for your system. It's worth every penny. It's as sophisticated as Pro Tools in most respects. It's really, really good. There's some respects Pro Tools still has it beat, hands down, but it's really, really good. Blows Reaper out of the water. It's just fantastic. So, open source software, absolutely. And of course, for document processing, Sigil, for authoring ebooks, LaTeX for markup-based layout. Scribus for graphical-based layout. Of course, LibreOffice, as well as Abbey Word and several other options. But LibreOffice especially for basic word processing. And Calibre for ebook management and stuff like that. Great stuff. And you don't go, oh, and for browsing, Opera, which isn't open source, but it is better. And the desktop distribution, especially of Brave, is very good. It's got Tor built into it, which is fantastic. And there's some other browsers that are currently in beta that'll probably beat the band on both of those scores, but they're still getting their shit together.
You know, we should revisit this topic of open source software more or less annually.
That's a good idea.
Do an annual thing.
That's a good idea. Annual open source software review for like an hour and get some other people in to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Control your data. It's the only way to go.
So, Ed, you only asked about financial software, but we gave you kind of a rundown of everything we're using right now. All the big things that you might be using.
Oh, for cover design.
GIMP, Krita, and Scribus.
GIMP and Krita and Blender. The new version of Blender I'm dying to try out. They just introduced 2D cell animation. So the Suave Rob cartoons that we're planning to do next year, we could do in Blender.
Well, I think that about covers it.
Thanks for sending it in, Ed. And I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.